year, there is no shortage of advice for those investing in precious metals. What we noticed this week, though, is an undercurrent of caution from analysts for 2012, at least for those only seeking to buy gold and silver for their portfolio. But for the jewelry industry's inventory purposes, predictions suggest stronger prices for gold, silver, and platinum in the coming months. Spot gold is up about 15% year-on-year following a strong run-up to a record high of 1922 in August, but the metal retreated in second half. Now, silver prices skyrocketed this year. Even still, it experienced two major price corrections, the first one in April and second in September. In the end, silver is down 5% year-on-year. Platinum remained fairly stable for the first 9 months, but then lost nearly $400 an ounce between August and September. For the year, platinum is down 19%. What do the banks say? Well, BNP Paribas says volatile price corrections will continue, especially for gold in the coming year, as the Eurozone debt crisis and U.S. instability will rattle investors. For 2012, BNP predicts average gold at $1,775 per ounce, and this increases to $2,150 in year 2013. These figures are lower than BNP's mid-year estimates. For silver, BNP suggests strong market action with average price of $3,575 per ounce in 2012 and $4,975 in 2013. Platinum will improve, too, to an average of $1,610 per ounce in 2012 and $2,130 in 2013. Goldman Sachs predicts gold will average $1,810 per ounce in 2012 with a year-end price near $1,940 per ounce, and the group expects rather volatile demand out of China as investors react to price swings. Barclays said that gold will remain a structural pillar of support for investors as economically unattractive interest rates and higher inflation plagues major economies. Barclays sees gold rising to an average of about $2,000 per ounce. UBS is most bullish on gold and predicts an average price of $2,050 per ounce at the end of the year. When I return, we'll look at price predictions from the miners and coin dealers.
Rappaport is the primary source of diamond prices and market information used by the diamond trade all over the world. To get the Rappaport price list, please visit our website, www.rappaport.com, or email pricelist@rappaport.com.
Gold mining executives told PricewaterhouseCoopers that price increases will push average gold to about $2,000 per ounce next year. Mining executives foresee gold bottoming out as low as $1,350 and peaking way up at $2,500 per ounce. The gold mining industry is frustrated over the diverging performance of bullion versus mining stocks. Throughout the year, gold producer shares haven't increased in line with gold itself, and they are competing with ETFs for investors' cash. This is forcing them to review dividend incentives in order to attract more investors. The Professional Numismatics Guild asked coin dealers for quarterly price predictions on gold, silver, and platinum in 2012. These dealers foresee very wide price swings in the coming year, but on average, they predict gold to end the year higher and just shy of $2,000 per ounce. Note their view on silver, with some saying prices could hit $130 per ounce. Nonetheless, they expect the metal to close 2012 just below about $49 per ounce on average. Dealers expect a full recovery for platinum, with several periods next year experiencing spikes above $2,000 per ounce. On average, though, PNG dealers predict platinum will end 2012 at about $1,818 per ounce. Be sure to check diamonds.net for all the latest industry news and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.